So today, what I want to talk about is being with yourself. And I know that sounds all spiritually and fucking weird, but I'm trying to teach my kids that they can be by themselves with their own thoughts without the need for a screen or something. It's something that I like to do at night once everybody's in bed, is just sit and be alone with my thoughts and spend time just considering the facts of things that have happened throughout the course of the day or the week. Maybe it's something that's still nagging on me, then I'll sit and I'll consider my options. And I'm trying to sort of teach my kids that this is an okay thing. This is something that is okay to do. It's okay to be by yourself, within yourself. You don't need to be with people all the time. Being without people doesn't mean that you're lonely. It just means that you're by yourself, if that makes sense. Like you're not necessarily ignoring people, you're not necessarily taking yourself out of anything or denying yourself of anything. You are just being with yourself and being sort of present in the situation that you're in. And I think it's something that a lot of people don't tend to do, sorry. A lot of people tend to need to seek this validation from other people and validation from people online and people that they don't know, random strangers. And they're not even happy within themselves. And excuse me, I find it quite strange that people are willing to seek this external validation but don't have the time, ability or capability to just give themselves, that time and that validation. Because what a lot of people are missing is trust in themselves. And I honestly think that a lot of the problem that people have is that they are not able to they are not able to give themselves time to look inwardly and be happy with who or necessarily what they are. And it might be, a decision regarding a job. It might be inadequacies in a relationship, whether it be inadequacies in a family relationship or your partner or your kids or friends or whatever it might be. But a lot of the time, what you're not facing up to is the truth. You're hiding from something, and having this validation and this need for consistent external validation rather than the capability and ability to just look at your life as it is and what am I trying to say? Evaluate the situation that you're in and evaluate your life, because this is something that I didn't learn till much, much, much later in life. And it's not, it's not a knock against my old man, he it's something that I've realized as I've grown older, that he tried to teach me, but unfortunately, as a fucking idiot, I most certainly didn't realize what he was trying to teach me, and I now know, I now realize, I now see what was going on, and what I should have been doing. But it is, it's that's a mistake on my part, and I understand that now. So yeah, I mean, I own up to that, and I certainly do get where he was coming from with what he was trying to teach me, and yeah, the mistake was mine to make, and I made it. But I've learned to do that now, and to be present with myself, and to evaluate my situation. And I'm trying to teach my kids this, and make sure that they understand that you absolutely 100% need to be able to look at your life and go, okay, so this is where I am. This is what is going on with my life. This is where I stand at the moment, and this is where I am mentally and emotionally. And if you're unable to do that, then yeah, I mean, like I said, you're going to certainly live an unhappy and not necessarily quite fruitful life. And I think that it's something that everyone needs to learn how to do and learn how to deal with. And whether it is, just dealing with a small thing, like an argument that you had with a colleague or your missus, or it's something big, like, holy shit, I am in this situation in my job and I need to get out of it. This is where I am. This is where I want to be. This is what I'm going to do to get myself out of that situation, and here's where we move forward. Then do it. Like have that introspection, have that conversation with yourself. And I know it sounds weird to say conversation with yourself, but I mean, it's certainly something that you do need to do, absolutely 100%. And if it's not something that you can do, then you should certainly have a look and have a word and see, where you are and where you're going to be and where you need to be, essentially, because it's going to create a difficult life and a difficult situation for you, and certainly you need to look at that, and you need to certainly teach yourself how to do it. I'm not going to be a self-help guru in that situation. I'm not going to be, I'm not going to be telling you this is what you should do, because it's what's best for yourself. If it's something that you need to do. So yeah, do please certainly have an inward look, have an inward conversation, and I'm not saying fucking meditate and be all zen and all of that sort of stuff. Just take 5 minutes for yourself. Literally, that's it. 5 minutes just to contemplate what's going on and what's going on. Once you've done that, fuck it. Get on with your day. Get on with your night. Do whatever you're doing, but certainly do consider your situations. Have those conversations. Anyway, guys, sorry about that. Got interrupted, but I am back. I do have the last couple of seconds here, so thank you very much to everybody who is listening and who has listened and will be listening. I do appreciate you joining me today for this one. Y'all, enjoy the rest of your day. Certainly do have a good one. And thank you very much. Cheers.